Okay, good morning. Tough loss this past weekend against a great defense. Going into the game, we knew some of the things we needed to do. Obviously, run the ball. I thought we had one of our better outings running the ball this last weekend, so that was encouraging. We had two turnovers, which is something we knew we couldn't do against that defense. Convert on third down, third and fourth downs, we did okay there. Didn't get the shot plays and the big plays that we needed to, and had some opportunities in that regard. But again, back to work. Things we know we need to do to get better, and we'll keep working on those things as we're going into Buffalo here. Really good defense. I know Sean McDermott, worked with him. I have a lot of respect. One of the best coaches I've ever been around. Leslie Frazier is the defensive coordinator there. They're creating turnovers, doing a good job from that standpoint. Buffalo is always a tough place to play. For a number of reasons, the environment there, and certainly the weather sometimes will play into that as well. So it's a great opportunity, a great challenge for us again this week to go play them. Their front have a couple guys, Hughes and Williams, on their front that create fits for people playing them. The Preston Brown is a player that doesn't get a lot of notoriety, but is a heck of a player playing middle linebacker there. I know they've been had some injuries and so forth in the secondary. We'll see how those things go as the week goes on. But excited about getting back and getting a chance to go play again. Not all at once, please.
Sometimes the numbers can kind of skew whatever. What kind of year is Jack
Doyle had? Yeah, you look at Jack, again, numbers are one thing, but when you turn the film on, that really tells the story to me in a lot of ways. And you look at the things that we asked Jack to do and how versatile he is as a football player. It's not just the catches. It's not just, the times that he's, a major target and a big part of our passing game. But it's also, when he gets dirty and grimy and goes in and blocks and, he'll protect. And, we've asked our tight ends and backs to protect and help in protection a lot. And, Jack does all those things. It's hard to find guys in this league at that position and been around those guys for a long time that do so many things well. And it really helps us out in that way. And he's an unselfish guy. You guys know what kind of team player he is and with the kind of respect that our guys have for him.
I know there's not a lot of time left in the season, but I was talking to Matt Jones yesterday and asking him, look, without playing, can you see development in your game? Can you still improve? He felt like he has. How closely have you watched him this year? What do you see from him in practice, and could he come into play?
I have. I've seen a lot from him and a lot of improvement from him. He's really taken things and taken his craft seriously and made those types of improvements, some things that we had outlined early on with him to do. And so if that opportunity comes up, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Of course, special teams and everything else and how those things play out. I feel confident he'll be ready if that opportunity comes up.
As an offensive coordinator, when a quarterback like Jacoby, he gets hit or gets sacked a number of times, as a play caller, do you ever try to, I don't want to get said, let me get a hit, I won't take a 5-6 drop, just try to get something quick or run the ball a couple of times? I mean, how do you look at that when you see a quarterback getting pounded?
Of course. We mix, and it's important to mix your protections. And, I think the probably the simple understanding of things is people talk about drops, but really there's a lot more to it. There's how many people you're allocating in protection, helping, the style, the type of protections. Is it run action? Is it play action? Are you looking for shots? Are you, looking to get the ball out quick? And you have to mix those things. And, certainly as the course of the game wears on, there's situations where you have to expose your quarterback, and you don't like doing it, but you have to expose them, to try to get bigger plays or try to catch up or on third and longs and those type of things. So you're always looking for that balance in trying to make sure that you're protecting them and doing everything you can to protect them. And a lot of times it just the X's and O's and the schemes might be great, and it comes down to execution. If somebody misses a block or somebody, busts and doesn't pick up a guy and there's a free runner coming, that shoots your opportunities, for big plays and getting plays in general, and then also putting them in those positions. And, certainly the quarterback has a lot to do with getting rid of the ball, reading through his progressions efficiently. And so You know, the answer, the easy answer is absolutely, and we do that.
Well, you know, considering you guys have given, you know, Portland a lot of, you know, league high in sacks, and he's only did it in one less game, and it being a second, do you worry about him mentally as a second year quarterback that this kind of has a, could eventually have a lingering effect on what, how good he can be?
Yeah, he's a really mentally tough guy who I don't have those concerns about. You know, I think you look at him, and we've talked a lot about it, and him coming in and really not having a foundation or a base and going through this season and you know, us working our way and trying to find that balance of, you know, what are the things and trying to find what he's good at, what he's comfortable with, and trying to push him to, you know, in certain places and go in other places. You know, a young player, you keep it in perspective, what he's been able to do. And, you know, you think about, and as I've seen, you know, the progress and the strides that guys make between years one and two. And this is invaluable experience for Jacoby, and having to go through and fight through what he's fighting through and playing every week. He'll make the biggest strides in the off season when he sits back and he watches the film and he thinks about and goes through all the game management things. When he thinks about the good things that he's done, you know, looks at the things he needs to get better at. And it's all those little things that will make the improvement for him after he takes a big breath and takes a deep breath and is able to kind of soak those in and have an off season. So, you know, I guess the easy answer is there's a lot to it. And you know, but I think overall I've seen progress. Sometimes you guys look at it and everybody looks at it. If you take a small sample size, you're going to ride the roller coaster of being up and down. Oh, he's great, he's bad, he's great, he's bad, just like everything else. But you have to look at it, you know, over the course of time, and that may be a stretch in games or, you know, a couple games or over the course of a career. And
I only asked that because yep. I asked Frank Gore about it yesterday, and, you know, I asked, you know, he said he's sometimes get surprised that Jacoby's able to get up after going out, taking a pound, taking a beating.
Yep.
You know, he said he's a tough in that part and stuff. So as an OC, I didn't know how you looked at it.
You don't want it to happen. There's no doubt about that.
And, on that note, Rob, from your experience, is it normal for a – I mean, I know he's a second-year quarterback, but he's really a first-year quarterback here.
Right.
Is it normal for them to hit a wall at this point in the season?
They can. I mean, it's a tough position to play. And until those guys go through it and understand what it takes week in, week out to – prepare and be ready, and from a physical standpoint, being able to recover and be ready for the next game, and from a mental standpoint and mental toughness standpoint, you know, to be the leader out on the field and to, you know, chart the way for the rest of the guys on offense and all those things. And until guys go through that, it's something that you don't know until you go through it. Jacoby is extremely mentally tough. I mean, as mentally tough as you'll find guys. So those type of guys, they're going to grow and they're going to get better from the experiences they have. So, you know, I'm not concerned about him, and I'm excited about his future.
What do you pinpoint any reason why you guys have struggled in the red zone over the past couple of months?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've, again, working hard on. As I've mentioned before, just the execution down there is at a premium. You know, the two windows are going to be tighter in the passing game. There's more defenders up. There's less place to go. You know, being on top of things and any kind of mistakes down there are magnified that you have. So, you know, we've been working at it. Feel comfortable that we've gotten better. It hasn't shown enough in the games. So we'll keep you know, grinding away at it. And it's something that we need to get better at and improve on. And again, sometimes you put those things get in your head and, you know, it just takes, you know, one time of being successful and guys, you know, feeling good about things and you get on a roll. And that's how, you know, you look at these seasons. You know, there's stretches of different things that become challenges and you have to address them and look to improve and get better at.
One thing with you mentioned Frank, have you seen his numbers are not as yards, but his touches are sort of the same as what they've been for the most part? See a tired running back at all? It doesn't appear that you see that wear and tear in December. What do you see with him the way he's playing?
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing. You know, I had a chance to sit down and talk with him, you know, the other day, and just reflect a little bit about, you know, I know some of the people on those, on the top 20 list of all-time rushers, and, you know, you always, you think of them as just, you know, the pinnacle of football, you know, these guys that have run, and Frank's in the top five in that group, you know, of all time. It's amazing to me, and I know personally a lot of the things that he's overcome. You guys know some of them. I know a lot more, and how in the road he's had, and it's really what it's all about. You know, it makes, you know, it's a special story. It's what it should be and how it should be. The guy's amazing, and as we're talking about that, I'm talking to him about those things, and all he's saying is, man, I want to finish this thing out right. We got to win some game. You know what I mean? That's what his mind is on, and that's why he's great. That's why he's sitting where he is. So it's just, it's fun to be around. It's an honor to be around him and spend time with him.
More and more sounds like he plans on playing next year. That wouldn't surprise you, would it?
I just don't bet against Frank Gore. I never do. Never want to.